Calling Sweden. You will soon be connected to a random Swede somewhere in Sweden.
Hello.
Hi, is that a random Swede?
Hello, you're welcome to Sweden.
Hello.
Hi.
We're Courtney and Jono. We're calling from a radio station in Mackay, Queensland, Australia. How are you?
Awesome. I'm fine. I'm heading home after climbing at a climbing gym here in Gothenburg.
Do you know where Mackay in Queensland is, in Australia?
Not really. I'm heading to Australia, hopefully, in a year.
Are you really?
So then I can get a better picture of the geographic.
That's well, awesome.
When you come to Australia, you can come and visit us.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, we're in Queensland. So we're right near where, you know, the Great Barrier Reef, right?
Yeah.
Where we live right near that.
Yeah, sure. I would be awesome to go there.
Not only has that random Swede Ola come to Australia and visited us, but he's in my house right now. Ola, good morning.
Good morning.
How does it feel listening back to that, mate? That conversation we had last year?
That felt really strange, actually. But for sure, I wanted to listen to it again, so now I've heard it.
Does it feel like your plan backfired? Because the whole idea of us calling you was that you'd sell Sweden to us, and you've ended up coming and visited us.
Yeah, but I'm still hoping to get you to Sweden once, so I'm just here to collecting you.
Right. Now, you've not been in Mackay very long, have you? So we went to the Mackay Marina yesterday. It was very windy, but how did you like that? That was my first little effort at being a tour guide for you. Did you enjoy that?
I got ice cream, and then I'm all happy.
We got some. Yes, we did. We got some sorbet from just near the lighthouse there, and then we went and had a beer and got some dinner at Magpies. So we haven't done an awful lot yet, but I've got big plans for us today. We're going to go to Imeo Pub today. You told me that you did a little. You've been doing some hitchhiking on your way down here, haven't you? You came down from Cairns.
Yeah, from Townsville. I made hitchhiking down. It was easy.
It was easy. Yeah. So you found that our drivers and our people picking you up were friendly, obviously friendly enough to pick you up and give you a ride.
Yeah, I mean, authors in general are very, very friendly, so why should it be a problem to be picked up when you're hitchhiking?
Well, that's right.
I've already done it in New Zealand, and that was not a problem, so the authors are as awesome as the Kiwis, so...
Yeah, so you did a little bit of rock climbing or something, didn't you, before you came to visit me yesterday?
Yeah, the place, sorry, I can't, it was a dam somewhere, that's where another friend lives.
Alright,
and
okay.
Then we went somewhere south, I think, to a dam.
Wait a minute, you've got other friends that live here, not just me?
Yeah, I met them up during my travel.
Oh, okay, alright, okay.
You make your own way.
All right, okay. Well, look, it sounds like you haven't got too much to review at this stage, but we've got plenty more to see, and we're going to sell Mackay to you, okay? You're going to love it by the time you've left. You won't want to leave.
I love that idea.
Okay. Good on you, Ola. You enjoy my home.
I enjoy it. So I'm getting up now when I'm awake.
All right, mate. Okay. I'll catch you later on.
Got you.
And we've got Ola back on the line with us right now. Ola, did you make it to Finch Hatton?
I'm not there yet. I'm going there this morning.
Oh, okay. Where are you now?
I'm in the Leap, actually.
Ah, in the Leap.
Staying in a proper bed.
A proper bed. But your bed last night was all right, though, wasn't it? The night before last?
Yeah, that was also a proper bed.
Yeah, right,
sure.
Okay.
The going night will not be a proper bed, but it will be hopefully be on the top of Mount Rumpel.
Right, because you're doing a little bit of camping.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit of bushwalking up there and stay the night at the top and down again.
All right, let's give us a review of your day yesterday. We went to Imeo, the Imeo Hotel. How did you enjoy that? It's a pretty good view, right?
Yeah, nice view, but better food, I would say, than the view. But the view as well, and the combination, of course.
Oh, yes, of course. A good wrap on the food there at the Imeo Hotel. Then we went whale watching. I must apologise for not bringing the whales out.
Yeah, no, that's next time.
Yeah, that was at Lambert's Lookout. Any observations you made, Ola, about Mackay, anything you noticed that was a little bit different that stood out to you? Anything you liked? Anything you didn't like?
In general, the roads, it looks pretty much as a standard Aussie town, I would say. But there is, of course, a very awesome radio house in this town, which I haven't seen in other places.
Radio house, radio studio.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, I think it's really the people in it that really make that make it amazing.
Might be.
Hey, look, Ola, we'll let you go for now, but I'm glad you enjoyed your day yesterday. We might touch base with you tomorrow to see how your camping's been going, because I believe you're planning to see a nice sunrise on the top of the mountain there at Finch Hatton.
That's my plan. I really hope I can get something like that, and I can hopefully review that one for you if we can get a coverage up the mountaintop.
All right, mate. Well, look, we'll leave you to it for now, but we'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, great.
There he is, Ola, our random Swedish tourist friend from Gothenburg, who's going to be our official ambassador over when he goes back to Sweden. But there you go. He really rates our roads. A lot of locals might be surprised to hear that. Let's find out where he is. We've got him back on the line. Ola, how you going?
I'm fine.
Where are you right now?
I'm at the top of Mount Orimbo. I'm standing here. It's quite windy. It's in the middle of a cloud, so I missed out the sunrise. But
oh, no.
I got an amazing sunset yesterday. So anyhow, it's great.
Right, okay. How would you rate it compared to other sunsets that you've seen before, mate? Right up there?
The whole scenery, the whole point that you're going to stay here for the night, it made it really incredible. And also the thing that you climbed the mountain for 1,000 vertical meters, I think.
Yeah.
So, and it was quite tough, I would say. So, through jungle and, it was a nice experience, definitely. And more than I expected, actually.
Oh, great. Well, now, yesterday when we spoke, you mentioned that the thing that impressed you most about Mackay was the roads. Now, I'm hoping that maybe that's not still the thing that impresses you most about the roads, because a lot of people found that kind of hard to believe.
The road? What did I say?
You said that your favourite thing was the something that you really liked about Mackay was our roads.
No, I didn't. That you messed up something. But anyhow, I said that it was a regular Aussie town with all the roads was just as wide as everywhere else. It just looked like it's
right.
A standard Australian town.
Anyway.
That's what I said. I don't like them particularly.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, look, mate, so you've got a few more days left in Mackay. We really hope you enjoy it more. And maybe check out a pinnacle pie if you can, if you're in the area, mate. One of those meat pies I told you about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
I will try see if I can find them tomorrow.
Try the pie. We're glad you're enjoying yourself, mate. I'll speak to you later.
Bye.
There he is, Ola from Sweden, currently in Finch Hatton, as he, tried to watch the sunrise, but unfortunately a few too many clouds about. Completely random story as to how we got talking. I think it's fantastic. You can see a picture of Ola and I at the IMEO Hotel on the Hit Mackay and the Wid Sundays Facebook page, and he promises me that he will be a good ambassador for us over in Sweden and maybe bring a few other people over.